We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
It's 2:43. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Christmas is now a little more than a week away. Since Thanksgiving, how many Christmas songs have we been exposed to? Some are great, some are not. And the playlist, well, it doesn't change much, does it? That got Chicago Tribune reporter Mark Caro thinking we need something new. So on November 2nd, the paper launched a contest to find a new tune with the potential to become a new classic or a classic. The contest has come to a close and the votes have been tallied. And Mark joins me to talk about how it all turned out. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
So how many entries did you receive?
We received about 115 or so.
Wow.
What we did is we had people send in YouTube links because we wanted to actually put them all on the page, which we couldn't do with MP3 files. So people actually, you know, went to the trouble of recording the songs and making videos, or, you know, sometimes they just had pictures up, but the point was that some of them made these full-fledged videos. And we got about 115, which I thought was pretty good.
That's a nice showing.
Yeah.
How many finalists?
So we had 12 finalists, you know, one for each day of you-know-what. And and then we had about 9 days or 8 days or so of voting online. And it was a great cross-section of songs. I mean, we had some that were, you know, kind of straight ahead holiday ballads, and then we had some kind of rocking ones, and there's one that sounded kind of like the Ramones, and one that was a little more punk than that. We had some country songs, so it was a you know, good variety. We had one called Ukulele Christmas that was, yes, on a ukulele.
Yeah.
And so we had this big variety of stuff, and then people could just sort of listen and vote.
Yeah, we'll hear a little bit of the Ukulele Xmas a little bit later, but what turned out to be the winning entry?
Well, the winning entry was a song called CTA Christmas Train. But I will preface this by saying that we learned a little bit about online voting, that when you combine a holiday song contest with Chicago voting, you get some irregularities, which isn't to say that any of the people who actually submitted the songs did any of this. But the first day and a half or so that the songs were up, there were these surges of votes of like thousands at a time. And then we added one of these things. I learned a new word, catch spa. Yeah, anyway, it's a thing where when you type some letters in before you have to submit something, like if you're on Ticketmaster or something, we put that in, all these surges stopped. So what I'll say is that, so CTA Christmas Train by a group called the Snow Angels, which is a very catchy song. It's the Ramones, kind of Ramones meets the Beach Boys kind of one. That won the contest. It had something like 9,500 votes out of like about 25,000 that were cast. But I'll say that most of those votes did come in those first 2 days, and there are others that got more afterwards when these kind of little surges stopped. So there was some like discussion on the comments board on, well, were people stuffing the e-ballot box and that sort of thing, voting irregularities. And the thing is that there wasn't like a money prize for this. This was for fun. It was to just give people some holiday songs they could enjoy. So, you know, they all were winners. I hope everyone enjoyed all of them. CTA Christmas Train is a good song. You know, there was another song called Christmas Everywhere, which got the most votes kind of after the sort of voting surges cut off. So they could consider themselves their own kind of winner, too. Really, we had a lot, you know, 25,000 votes on this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to an excerpt from CTA Xmas Train, the Snow Angels.
I can't believe that I feel this way about that train.
Those are the Snow Angels. Can you tell us something about the Snow Angels?
They're a band. They live on the north side of Chicago. And they're a Christmas cover band, actually. They play just one concert a year. And they're playing on the 19th of December at the Hideout, which is a club up here. And they only play once a year. And they do mostly kind of their own interpretations of songs like Little Drummer Boy or, you know, other songs that are out there. They kind of do their own twist on them. And this was their first original song, and they did it earlier this year, and then they saw the contest and submitted it, and it came in, you know, just a little over 2 minutes long, and it's a catchy one.
Yeah. Do you think this has the potential to be a classic in the Chicago area?
Right. I mean, yeah, CTA Christmas Train probably wouldn't do much in Atlanta, but it's kind of fun because there is the Christmas train. There's an L train that is all decorated with Christmas decorations and stuff, and so yeah, you know, the trick with anything is getting people to hear it, and you know, it's a long way from being online to being, you know, coming out of all those stores. But it would be neat. I mean, I think all the songs that were on there. I mean, we had a hard time getting the finalists down to 12, and we have, I think, all of the songs on there somewhere. And really, there are a lot of good songs that weren't even in the 12. But I think any of the top 12, you could put that out as an album, and it would be a pretty good gift. I think we should do that, actually.
That's an idea. Might make some money for the paper.
Yeah, you never know. We could always use it. So,
now, to check out the songs and videos, I'll tell listeners here, go to the Tribune website and put new Christmas classic song into the paper search engine or something like that.
Yeah, or if you go to chicagotribune.com/holiday song, you'll get it also.
All right. Have any of these tunes received any airplay?
Well, they were played in Chicago on WGN. John Williams was following the contest and actually entered it in his entry, which did not make the final cut, although there would have been some, you know, if, you know, disqualifying points in there just because he's part of the Tribune family and all. So they were played on WGN. CDA Christmas Train was on, and they were on there, and some of the other ones got some spins too. He actually played bits of all 12 of those songs. And, you know, that's a tricky thing with radio. I mean, it would be interesting to sort of follow up with some of the stations that play all holiday music and see if anyone has submitted it to them, because they'd have to get some sort of, you know, high-quality disc or something like that. But the problem is that most radio stations are just programmed out of New York, and they have very strict ways of dealing with what goes on the air, and it's hard for an independent band in any genre to get on.
Yeah. Do you think any of these songs might be recorded with an artist or group that's known professionally?
Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens with them. Like the song that came in second, "It Can't Be Christmas If I Can't Have You," by Ted and Nancy Spaniak. They said they would love to get Harry Connick Jr. or Michael Bublé to record that, and it's much more of that kind of old sort of swinging Tony Bennett kind of song. You know, very different from CTA Christmas Train, and you know, it would be cool. I mean, hopefully, you know, people will have, you know, they've gotten so much exposure on this website, and you know, with viral video, you could send links to people, and maybe somehow this does end up in the hands of someone who actually could do something with it. So I would love to be able to come back on here and say, "Hey, guess what? You know, Jennifer Hudson recorded this song, and now it's a big hit, and it was discovered here."
Yeah. Well, I would like to see now, if I'm thinking correctly, if I'm recalling correctly, Christmas Everywhere involves the troops.
Right. And it's funny because it was actually recorded before they had that notion, but then they so they'd written the song, and I talked to them too, and it's Elias Fay is two guys, Kevin Elias and Richard Fay, and they had recorded it. They'd actually done a rock version of it first, and then they did a country version, which is what I got sent. And they realized that it had a lot of resonance for the idea of being away and being overseas with the troops and trying to celebrate it no matter where you are. And so they put together a video that really kind of drummed that theme home. That theme wasn't there when they actually wrote the song, but they realized that it applied perfectly.
Yeah, it really comes through in the video, and I hope that the troops will see it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be nice, too. Well, what was your favorite?
You know, they're all like my children. No, I really enjoyed a lot of them. I mean, I'm kind of a pop guy, and there's one called "Ugly Christmas Tree" that I just couldn't get out of my head after I heard it. I thought it was very, very catchy. by a group called Oh Hush. I just thought that was a lot of fun. The video for Christmas is Ruined is just hilarious. It's just this family in Glenview that they got grandma and mom and dad and girls, the little girls are singing the song. And in terms of like a song that someone's going to record, it's probably not that. But in terms of just this family fun production, it's really, that's one where the YouTube definitely added to the appeal of it.
I would suspect that that has a potential to be viral.
Yeah, because it's just very funny, And then a lot of people up here, including myself, really like this sort of country song, "The Only Thing I Want for Christmas" by the Hoyle Brothers. That was just a really solid song. "Santa's Coming Here" was kind of this catchy little, sort of more smooth pop thing. So "Ukulele Christmas" we mentioned, that's a good one. I mean, there weren't any of the ones in the top 12 that I didn't like. I like "Just Can't Wait," Brad Smith, which is it has like Calvin and Hobbes art on there, but it's just sort of a very tuneful, sweet ballad.
Do you think the Trib will make this an annual event?
I hope so. I think with anything, it's good to, because once there's some awareness of it, then people can kind of think toward it, and also we'll learn from it. I mean, I'm sure that we'll sort of know about the voting more and figure out whatever we need to put in there to make sure bots or whatever aren't getting in and skewing it, and we'll see. I mean, again, it's not about, it's not American Idol. We can't put everyone on tour or anything like that. But, we can definitely spread some cheer and good new songs. And, if people get these in their head instead of, the same old in their head, which are all, they're all fine songs, but, they're just around every year. And these are just new, so.
Well, we've talked a little bit about, we've mentioned "Ukulele Christmas" by Ted Wolfers of Chicago. You want to describe the video and the tune for us? And maybe, do you know anything about Ted?
I know that he has an album, and he's obviously a professional musician. He sent us a few songs, and he's basically just sitting on the shores of, I assume it's Lake Michigan, and he's playing his ukulele, and he's got a little Santa figurine and a little tree, and he's just singing a song. It's a very charming video and a charming song.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up with that. In the meantime, Mark, I want to thank you very much for bringing us some holiday spirit and cheer this year.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I hope to be talking about this with you again next year.
Okay. Take care. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Mark Caro is a reporter with the Chicago Tribune. And here is "Ukulele Christmas."
I just want to say I love you on Christmas Day. Maybe far away, you're on my mind. I wish you were close to me as this ukulele, so then I could hold you in my arms all night long. I just want to say I love you on Christmas Day. Maybe far away, you're on my mind. I wish you were as close to me as this ukulele, 'cause then I could hold you in my arms all night long.